大家来查考亚伯拉罕一个成功的移民。
This afternoon, I will use the topic Abraham, a successful immigrant, as a mutual encouragement.
我们仔细看哈，我们在这里聚会的，除了说在美国生了之外，有哪一个人不是移民？
We could take a look around us. Most of the people are immigrants, besides the one that were born in the States.
差不多全部都是移民。
And most of us are immigrants.
那我们常常想一个最基本的问题：为什么我要移民到美国来
？So often we might ask ourselves this question: Why do we immigrate to the United States?
因为这个问题如果忘记了，有时候我们会在美国迷失的方向。
And if we forget this question, sometimes we might be lost in our goal in this in the United States.
那我们仔细看，我们很努力在办身份，那有的开始在买房子。
And we could carefully look at some of the people are applying for their status, and some of us are buying houses.
那我们孩子开始在这里受教育。
And our children are receiving educations here in the States.
这个就表示说我们都想继续要住下去。
This is a sign that we want to dwell here in the States.
那也很有可能我们在这个地方结束了我们的一生。
And there is also a possibility that we might end our life here in the States.
那别人就要跟我们盖棺来论定，到底我们移民到美国来是不是成功
？And then people might talk about how if we are successful in the States.
那神也要跟我们论定啊，我们来到美国是不是成功？
Then God will judge us whether we came to the United States to be successful or not.
这个是我们最重要要想的一件事情。
And this is the most important thing that we need to think about.
我来美国做什么
？Why do we come here？
我来美国能不能照着圣经的标准来看，做一个成功的人
？And why do I come to the United States？ Can I use the standards of the Bible to see if I'm successful or not？
我们看创世纪十二章。
Let's turn to the Bible, Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis 12.
十二章的第一节。
Genesis 12 verse 1.
神对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。”这个地方是神叫亚伯拉罕要搬家。
Here, the Lord tell Abraham to move.
所以亚伯拉罕移民是出于神的旨意。
So Abraham immigrated, due to the will of God.
那这是一个最基本的出发点。
And this is the most fundamental starting point.
我们来到这里是不是神要我们来
？We came here. Is it? Do we come here? Because of the will of God.
如果我们很清楚是神要我们来，那我们前面的路就可以放心。
And if we clearly know that it is God's will for us to be here, then the roads ahead of us, we could be assured God will be with us.
因为神要我们来。
Because it is God's will for us to be here.
所以有的人在这边要转变身份啊，为着身份一直在忧虑。
So some people, because of their immigration status, that they worry.
圣经说神预先定准我们的年限跟所住的疆界。
The Bible already said that God had planned.For our days in this life and where we live.
那如果我们真的相信这里，我们就不要太忧虑。
And if we really truly believe that, then we don't need to worry.
如果神要我们在这个地方住下来，神就会开一条路给我们走。
If God really wants us to stay here in the States, then God will open a way for us.
那如果神不要让我们住下来，那表示神有更美好的旨意。
And if God does not want us to live here, then He must have a much better plan for us.
所以最重要不是一定要住在美国，最重要是神要我去哪里。
So the most important thing is not that we have to stay here in the States, but whether...Where God wants us to go.
这里说神叫亚伯拉罕要离开他的本地，到他所要指示的地方去。
Here the Lord says to tell Abraham, leave your country, your people to the land I will show you.
第二节
，verse two.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。 再看第三节
Verse 3
为你祝福的我必赐福给他，那咒诅你的我必要咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。所以我们看，既然神指示他要搬到一个地方去，接下去就是神给他的祝福。
So if we look at here, since God had asked Abraham to move, then we will see that he surely blessed him afterward.
他要成为大国。
That he will become a great nation.
他的后裔要得福。
And his descendants shall be blessed.
万族要因他得福。
And that all nations shall be blessed because of him.
告诉我们，神要我们走的道路是充满着福气的道路。
So here it tells us that the way that God wants us to walk upon is a way of blessing.
因为神就是我们的父。
Because God is our Father.
所以他要我们走的一定是好的。
Therefore, the way that he wants us to go must be a good way.
那亚伯拉罕就照着神的旨意就出去了。
And so Abraham followed God's commandment and left his homeland.
就是开始移民了。
And he immigrated.
他亚伯拉罕移民是凭着信心的。
Abraham immigrated because of his faith.
希伯来书说，他离开他的家乡还不知道往哪里去。
In the book of Hebrews, it says that he leave his homeland, not knowing where he is going.
他只知道说他的路神已经在带领。
He only knows that his way God will surely guide him.
但是他要去的地方他从来没有去过。
But the place that he is about to go, he has never been there.
那这个就是信心。
And this is faith.
那我们来到美国，有很多人是因为有亲戚朋友在这里。
And some of us, we came to the United States because we might have relatives here.
但是有的是因为我们来这边读书。
Some might come here because of our study here.
我们来到这边看过、经验过，所以我们觉得这里好，想要住下来。
We came here. We came here. We experienced the land, and we wanted to live here.
所以我们是凭着眼见在做决定的，常常是这样。
So we make decision upon what we've seen.
但是亚伯拉罕做决定是凭着信心的。
But Abraham made his decision upon his faith.
那我们在做决定是觉得我想要，我感觉的好。
We made decision because we want to, we desire it, and we feel it's good.
那亚伯兰做决定是因为他觉得神要叫他去。
But Abraham made the decision because he knows God wants him to do this.
因为那个时候他还不知道那一块地。
Because at that time he does not know the land that he was about to go.
所以没有办法比较。
Therefore he cannot compare.
那他要离开他的本地本族父家。
But when he is about to leave his country, his people, and his father's household,
就是离开他的文化，离开他有感情的地方，离开他有亲情的地方。
Which means he is about to depart from his culture, from his relatives, from his feelings.
但是他要去的那一块地，他又不知道在哪里。
But with the place that he is about to go, he does not know the land.
那个就是信心。
And so that is his faith.
所以今天我们在走这条信仰的道路上，不是很抽象的，是很实际的。
So when we're walking upon on the road to our faith, it is not abstract but rather concrete.
就是每一件事情要试着去查验神的旨意。
Which means that whatever we do, we need to find the will of God.
然后照着神的旨意来做。
And follow His will.
那这个亚伯拉罕的移民第一个成功是他的信仰有一直在成长。
Abraham's his success in his immigration is that his faith is growing.
我们从在美国现在大概有2500个信徒。
In the United States, we have about 2,000 plus members.
我们发现这个信徒有好几类。
But we realize that there are many there are different kinds of members in our church.
有的在故乡很少到教会。
Some of them they rarely go to church in their hometown.
那来到美国就大发热心。
But when they came to United States, they became very zealous.
那这个移民确实对他是有帮助的。
So this immigration is actually.Good for him.
但是也有在故乡很热心的来到美国差不多快失落的信仰。
But there are others that are very zealous in his hometown, yet when he immigrated to the United States, he is weak in faith.
为着应付生活的压力, 为着谋生存, 搬到没有教会的地方,
because of his daily lives that he needs to strive to live, therefore he might move to places that there's no church.
那我们看这个亚伯拉罕信仰的成长大概有三个阶段。
So if we look at Abraham's his growth of his faith, there's about we could separate into three stages.
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
创世纪12章的第四节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 4.
12章第四节。
Chapter 12 verse 4.
亚伯兰就照着神所吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。 这个地方说亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。
Here it says that when Abraham set out from Haran, he was 75 years old.
但是其实从其他的地方我们知道亚伯兰的故乡是乌尔。
But from other places, other passages, we know that Abraham's hometown is Ur.
因此亚伯兰神呼召他的时候是在故乡乌尔。
So when God calls upon Abraham, it was at his hometown Ur.
那第四节说亚伯兰照着神的吩咐去了，所以他第一站停留在哈兰。
So in verse 4, Abraham follows God's commandment and he first rested at Haran.
但是在75岁的时候，他又再从哈兰再出来。
But at age 75, he left Haran.
那 到流奶鱼蜜那个迦南地区,
and he went to the land of milk and honey.
那为什么要出他的故乡乌尔?
So why did he have to leave his hometown Ur?
因为他故乡乌尔就是差不多现在的伊拉克，是一个拜偶像的地方。
Because that place is a land of idol worshiping.
在那个地方，他很难成为一个敬拜独一真神的大国。
And there, it will be hard for him to become a nation that that worships the true God.
所以我们看有的弟兄姊妹为了带领父母来信主，刻意邀父母到美国来。
So we might see some members because they want to bring their parents to the church, they immigrated to the United States.
因为在他的故乡很难信主。
Because in his own home, in his own country, it's hard for him to
believe God. Because
the entire household, the entire country worships idol, and even though you know worshiping Jesus is the right thing, but you can't.
那来到美国了，离开那个拜偶像的环境，这个地方就容易信主。
So you immigrated to United States, depart from the country of idol worship, because here it's easier for you to believe in Christ.
那也有的是整个家族都是其他的教会，好像长老会。
Some of other members, their entire household is other believers of other denominations.
那个人情包围住。
And he is engulfed by their the other beliefs.
信仰本来是要讲属灵的神的爱。
Our faith talks about God's love.
但是有时候这个人情包住了，你知道真理，你也没有办法去救真理。
But if you are bound by your by your relatives, it's hard for you to separate yourself from them.
所以有时候人情很多是好，但是从另一方面来讲，会阻挡一个人信仰的追求。
Sometimes that might hinder your belief in Christ.
只有在基督这个爱才是真的对人有帮助。
Only way is to be in the love of God that it could help you.
那来到美国，在这个基督的爱的环境里面，他就从其他的教会到我们教会来。
So when you came to United States, you might be able to bring them from other denominations to our church through the love of God.
所以神要叫亚伯兰成为大族大国，一个敬拜独一真神的，第一个一定要从他的这个文化，他的本族那里把根拔起来，到其他的地方再重新开始。
So in order for God to make Abraham into a great nation, a great name, he has to remove him from his own country, from a country of idol worshiping into another new place.
所以有时候我们常常听到一个人啊，三四十岁信主耶稣，他说我很羡慕你从小就信主。
So we see some members, when they believe in Christ, they were about 30, 40 years old, and they might envy those that believe when they're little.
我们就问他为什么。
And then we ask them why.
因为几十年的这个生活已经有他自己的生活模式，他自己的想法，他周围的环境都是配合得很好，这样在过日子。
So because they already live in the style that they're so accustomed to, for many many years.
那现在要信主要整个改变。
So now that they have they're to believe in Christ, their lifestyle needs to change totally.
你的观念，你的生活方式要改变。
Your mentality, your lifestyle needs to change.
那常常我们生活的周围的环境就会跟我们产生一种对抗。
And then the environment that we live in, will be contradicting to our faith.
那如果我们胜过了，信仰就一直进步了。
And if we overcome that, then our faith shall grow.
如果我们胜不过，我们信仰就倒了。
But if we cannot overcome it, then our faith will fall.
好，那亚伯兰搬家搬到哈兰。
So when Abraham moved to Haran,
可能在哈兰他住的也不错。
And maybe at Haran he had a good life.
我们看这个第五节的下半句。
We could read verse 5, second half of verse 5.
说连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物所得的人口，所以这个亚伯兰在哈兰呢有得到一些财物，而且人也增加。
So in Haran, Abraham had some possessions of people and money.
因此他就想住在那个地方。
And therefore he wants to stay there.
那比起他的本族那已经好很多了。
And that is already much better than where he came from.
所以他就打算安定下来，根就要扎下去了。
So he wanted to stay there and wanted to be rooted there.
那神就叫他再出来。
But yet God tell him to set out from Haran,
要再搬家,
and ask him to move again.
亚伯兰满足于哈兰。
Abraham was satisfied at Haran.
但是神要给他的是迦南。
But God wants to give him Canaan.
神没有说哈兰是牛奶与蜜之地。
God did not say Haran is the land of honey and milk and honey.
神说迦南才是牛奶与蜜之地。
But God says Canaan, land of Canaan, is the land of milk and honey.
所以哈兰跟迦南比起来，哈兰是次好的，迦南地才是最好的。
So if we compare Haran and Canaan, Canaan is more superior than Haran.
那今天我们来到美国。
So today we came to the United States.
我们第一个感觉到就是物质上的丰富。
The first thing that we might feel is the abundance of material things.
生活的享受。
The entertainment of our life.
居住环境的品质高。
The environment that we dwell in.
所以有的人来到美国就在这个物质世界里面他的心就定下来了。
So when people immigrated to the United States, they're material heart is rooted here.
很满足就住下来了。
They're satisfied and they root here.
但是他的满足是满足于神在物质上肉体上的祝福。
They are satisfied because of the blessings that God gives in the material things.
那这个虽然是好，但是这个是次好的。
Even though this is good, but this is not the best.
因为神的国是超过我们所想所看的。
Because God's kingdom is above all things that we can see.
因此如果我们觉得神是给我很多的恩典很好，但是我们要想这个恩典是次好的还是最好的。
So if God has given us so many blessings, and we have to think if these blessings are good or the best.
所以有时候我们看到一个人来到美国的时候，奋斗的精神很好。
So if we take a look at some people, they have this want to strive hard in this society.
因为第一个他要求学。
Because first they wanted to pursue higher education.
再来他要找工作。
Second is that they are to look for work.
在他职业上需要爬到一个稳定的程度。
Then they might want to pursue a higher position in their job.
所以可以说生活没有放松过。
So you can see that their life is always always stressful and tight.
但是差不多到了40、50岁以后,
but after 40 or 50 years old,
一切都稳定下来,
after they are stable,
所以我们就看到很多人啊，生活就放松了。
We could see that they start to relax.
人生也没有什么其他的目标。
They don't have much goal in their life anymore.
因为已经稳定了。
Because they're stable in the life.
那一切就是这样安安稳稳这样过去了。
And they start to live a very, peaceful life.
那这种生活就是在哈兰。
So this kind of life is the life in Haran.
是满足于次好的。
You're satisfied by the, by something that is only good.
应该要去追求那最好的。
But then we need to pursue after what is the best.
上个礼拜我去看一个朋友。
Last week I went to visit a friend.
这个是20几年前认识的。
I know this friend about 20 years ago.
他现在在一个教会当长老。
This friend, he is currently an elder in another church.
一个华人教会。
It's a Chinese church.
我看差不多他大概差不多45岁到50岁。
He is about 45, 50 years old.
那当然对他信仰没有完全，我们也觉得很可惜。
Of course, when we look at his faith, it's not complete. We feel we feel sorry for him.
但是在他谈话当中，我觉得有一点值得做参考。
But in talking to, in communicating with him, there's one point that it's a good sharing point for us.
他那个教会大概单单华人大概有300个。
In his church, just the Chinese congregation is about 300 people.
那一个长老就是他。
And there's only one elder, which is him.
那其他广东话、英语还有另外还有长老。
And for the Cantonese and the English, they all have different elders.
那他的责任相当重啊。
So his duty is very heavy.
那我就问他,
so I asked him,
你怎么会这样?
I asked him, how come you end up like this?
他说,与其我,他现在已经工资已经到一个职位,大概已经很稳定了。
And his job position is quite high, quite stable.
他说,与其我天天去打高尔夫球,烤肉交友,我想做一些比较有意义的事情。
Instead of for me to go golfing every day or have barbecues all the time, I want to do something that's meaningful.
当然他所谓有意思就是投入在这个教会的工作。
And what he means that something that meaningful is that he wants to involve in church activities.
他也知道最好的是属灵的。
He know that the best is in spiritual blessings.
但可惜就是他道理没有完全。
Yet, unfortunately, is that his faith is not complete.
那我们现在我们的教会道理是完全的。
And we know that our church's gospel is the perfect gospel.
我们有看到一些人生活稳定之后，真的很投入圣工。
We could see that some people after their life is stable, they are very involved in church work.
哇，当然这个就是追求最好的。 真的进到迦南，牛奶与蜜那个地方。
Of course, this is to pursue after the best, which is to enter the land of Canaan.
但是我们有时候也看到，有的人在生活稳定之后，信仰上就混混混混，来去过教会聚个会，大家聊聊天就回去，对圣工没有负担，没有使命，没有责任。
There are also other examples that when their life is stable, their faith is not so good that they just attend services and go home afterwards.
所以我们应该我们把我们的信仰的追求进入第三个层面。
So we have to pursue a third stage in our faith.
我们来看希伯来书11章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书11章。
Hebrew 11.
第9节。
Verse 9.
希伯来书11章的第9节。
Hebrew chapter 11, verse 9.
他因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。第10节。
Verse 10.
因他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。 这个地方在讲亚伯兰的信心。
Here it talks about the faith of Abraham.
啊，说他到了迦南地，那个物质那一块迦南地之后。
When he arrived the land of Canaan, the material land.
他还是做客人，然后居住帐篷。
But he is only like a stranger and in a foreign country and live in a tent.
这个他的心态是做客人。
Because his mentality is just to be a guest at the land.
所以客人就是说暂时的，不是永久的。
It's what it means is that he just wants to live there temporary, not forever.
那既然是做客人，所以我们看他的生活形态就很简单。
So since he is just like a stranger there, therefore his life is very simple.
叫住帐篷。
He lived in a tent.
这个帐篷是流动，他们在旷野的时候要天天要搬的时候生活方式。
This tent is it's removable. Therefore they could move often.
那为什么亚伯兰在迦南地还这样生活方式呢？
So why did Abraham have this kind of lifestyle in the land of Canaan?
第四节说他等候那座有根基的城。
In verse 10, he is looking forward to the city which, with foundations.
就是神所经营所建造的。
Which is, whose architect and builder is God.
那一座城就是天国。
And that city is the heavenly kingdom.
所以亚伯兰踏到那物质流奶与蜜之地，他到死还没有得到那一块地。
So when Abraham arrived the land of Canaan, he did not inherit that land even till his death.
但是当他脚踏到那一块流奶与蜜之地，他的心已经跳到天国去了。
So when his foot stepped into the land of Canaan, his heart is already in the land of in the kingdom of heaven.
那才是真的神要给他流奶与蜜那一块地。
Because the land of land in heaven is the land that God truly wants to give him the land of milk and honey.
所以今天我们的脚踏在美国这一块流奶与蜜之地。
So today, our feet are in, our feet have stepped into the United States, a land of milk and honey.
那所谓成功，应该是指着我们的心要往那更好的一块地去，那个就是天国。
So what is success? The success is for us to have our heart enter into the land of heavenly kingdom.
啊，那朝那个目标来努力。
And that we should pursue after that goal.
那我们的移民才算是成功。
Then we could be called successful in our immigration.
美国虽然好，但是天国更好。
Because United States though is good, but heaven kingdom is much better.
所以我们要往那一块地去。
So we have to go to that land.
我们生活赚钱，这是为着要我们要赚钱要做事情哦，这是为了维持生活。
We make money, we work. It's just to sustain our life here.
来美国最重要的目的不是赚钱。如果是为着赚钱哦，现在在我们的故乡里面有很多地方可以赚钱，不必来到这个地方压力这么大。
If you came to the United States to make money, then there's many ways of making money in our hometown. You don't have to come here and be stressed out.
所以我们人生的目的不是赚钱，赚钱是为着生活。
So our goal in our life is not to make more money, but making money is just to sustain our life.
生活的目的应该是要追求那牛奶麦那块神所经营、神所建造那一座城。
But the purpose of our life should be to pursue after that land that God has built for us, the land of heavenly kingdom.
所以我们应该在属灵上要更加的努力去追求，在圣工上要更投入。
So in our spirituality, we need to pursue after that land, and that in our holy work, we need to work more.
这是亚伯兰第一个成功。
This is Abraham's first success.
他的信仰一直在成长，因为他追求目标一直在成长。
That his faith is continuing to grow.
好，我们再看第二个成功。
Let's look at second success.
我们回到创世纪的十三章。
Let's turn back to Genesis 13.
第六节
，verse 6，
创世纪十三章第六节
，Genesis 13 verse 6，
从第五节开始
，from verse 5，
与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷。第六节
，verse 6，
那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。我们现在发现亚伯兰跟罗德发生了问题。
Here we see that Abraham and Lot have some problem.
那本来他们两个出故乡的时候，两个都是很普通的人啊。
When they left their hometown, their country, they are ordinary people.
所以他们两个可以很亲密住在一起。
Therefore, both of them could live together.
但是下到埃及就带了很多的财物回来。
After they went down to Egypt, they had brought back many wealth.
那两个就不能同居。
And so they cannot live together.
因为那地太小，容不下他们。
Because that land is too small and cannot accommodate them.
所以有时候我们常常看到这个教会，我们真耶稣教会有在演变哦。40年前、50年前哦。大家生活都很贫穷。
So if we take a look at the history of True Jesus Church, it is actually our church is actually changing. About 40 years ago, all the members are actually pretty poor.
但是那个时候信徒之间真的有感情，而且那个情是很真实的，是从神来的。
But there is love between the brothers and sisters at that time, and that love was from God.
信徒之间的问题也不多。
And there is not much problem between brothers and sisters at that time.
但是现在大家生活都好了，这是神的恩典。
But now, everyone's life has a very well life.
那这个好的有可能是因为很忙，也有可能是因为物质太麻醉了，所以人之间的这个亲情啊，属灵的亲情就淡薄。
But maybe it's because that we have such abundance in material blessings that our love between brothers and sisters is getting smaller, it's decreasing.
但是常常就发现信徒之间因为物质财物多没有办法相处，有利害关系，有冲突在里面。
And sometimes we might see that because of these material wealth that members have conflicts.
那甚至有的家族哈，我们从故乡啊一起来，亲戚一起来。
Or even family members that we came together from our home country.
刚刚开始互相帮忙，因为要生存。但是钱一多以后，里面就有一些纠纷。
And at first, because we need to live, that we might live together and help one another. But once we have more money, then there's conflicts.
我的你的分不清。
And then they start to, they cannot distinguish what's his or what's hers.
所以亲情就发生问题。
So then they start to have problems in the family.
那我们看这个亚伯兰这个神的朋友，他对亲情的看法是怎么样？
So if we look at Abraham, how he treats this family issues.
第八节
Verse 8.
亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人跟我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。我们不可以相争，因为我们是骨肉。”
Here Abraham said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarrels, because we are one body."
我们是兄弟。
We are brothers.
所以我们来到美国，要尽量做到我们家庭里面弟兄姊妹要不要为着物质的东西有摩擦有相争。
So we have to, we should not quarrel with our brothers and sisters, because of material things.
因为我们是骨肉。
Because we're brothers.
从上面牵，从下面牵都可以。
We could relate from above, in spiritually or even in physically.
因为天父，所以我们都是弟兄姐妹。
Because of our God in heaven, our Father in heaven, that we are all brothers and sisters.
这个就从上面牵。
This is related to heaven.
那有一些姻亲，有一些血亲的关系。
And there are also intermarriage.
不可相争。
So we should not quarrel with brothers and sisters.
那这个再进一步要怎么做呢？
So then, what shall we do?
第九节
Verse 9.
遍地都不在你面前吗？你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。
So it's not the whole land before you. Let's part company. If you go to left, I will go to right. If you go to right, I'll go to left.
所以亚伯兰要保持亲情，他已经下一个决心，他要吃亏。
And because Abraham wants to keep this this relationship with his nephew, that he is willing to give up some things.
就你先选吧。
And so he let Lot to choose first.
那你选剩下就给我。
And whatever whatever lot chooses, he will take the remainder.
那就这样就不会冲突，就有亲情了。
And if so then they will not have quarrels, and that they will keep their relationship.
当然这个牺牲很大，罗德选择最好的。
Of course, Lot have chosen the best.
但是赐好留给亚伯拉罕了。
And he has given the inferior land to Abraham.
那我们想亚伯拉罕真的吃亏吗？
So if we think that Abraham really got the inferior land.
当罗德一搬开身，就向亚伯拉罕先生说：“你起来看，你看到我都要给你，你走遍我都要给你，没有吃亏。”
We see that after Lot had moved away, that God immediately showed Abraham all the land that he could see.
Yeah, 因为神喜欢他的决定。
Because God is pleased with Abraham's decision.
所以神补足他的吃亏。
So God has provided his provided the best to him.
那罗德真的是占到便宜吗？
And did Lot really gotten the best?
当索多玛着火的时候，他所有都没有了。
When Sodom was destroyed, it destroyed all that he has too.
连妻子也变成岩柱了。
Even his wife become a pillar of salt.
所以这些金钱上、物质上的这个纷争是要考验到底神在我们心中分量有多重。
So when we have quarrels about our material lives, about our wealth, then it is a test from God to see how we position God in our heart.
我们不能想这个是分开来的。我跟你是跟你的关系，我现在不讲神的事情，我们现在就讲你欠我多少钱。 把它切开两半来看，不能这样看。
We cannot, when we have quarrel, we cannot say that. Okay, I don't treat you as a brother or sister. Let's just take a look at how much you owe me first.
我们应该想我怎么做会得到神的喜欢。
We have to think what we should do to be to please God.
那照这样来做。
And then we will follow God's will.
所以这个人际关系常常是我们跟神的关系的一种具体的反应，具体的表现。
So this interpersonal relationship is a direct reactions towards God.
因此亚伯拉罕第二个成功就是他在迦南地亲情保守得住。
Abraham's second success is that he is able to keep this family relationship.
所以有时候我们的家人离开很远，好像父母离开我们很远。
So sometimes when our parents or our family members are very far from us.
应该，如果我们不能常常回去看，也要常常打电话，常常联络。
So if what we should do is even though we might not be able to go back and see them often, but we should often call them.
不要因为距离拉远了，我们生活忙了，让我们最亲的人觉得，哎，我好像失去一个孩子，我好像失去一个。
And so do not allow yourself to be indulged in your daily lives and become so busy that you forgot to call your family members.
因为神所爱的人是一个对人有爱心的人。
Because God loves those who loves others.
那我们的家人应该是最亲的人。
And our family members should be the closest to us.
所以第二个成功就是我们来到美国这个个人主义很重的社会里面呢，我们不要忘记了我们的亲人。So
the second success is that after we immigrated to United States, that we should not forget our family members.
那第三个亚伯兰的成功。The
third success for Abraham
就是信仰的承传。也就是说。 Succession of faith, 信仰的承传。
It is the succession of Abraham's faith.
我们先来看出埃及记第三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第五节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 5.
出埃及记第三章的第五节。
Exodus 3, verse 5.
神说：“不要近前来，应当把你脚上的鞋子脱下来，因为你所站的地是正地。”第六节。Six， 又说：“我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。”我们现在看神怎么介绍他自己给摩西。So
here, let's see what how God introduces Himself to Moses.
他说：“我是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。”
He says that I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
这句话最少有两个意思。
This phrase has two meanings.
第一个，神是活人的神。
That God first is that God is a God of God of living men.
不是死人的神。
He's not the God of dead people.
所以亚伯兰、以撒、雅各在摩西那个时代，他们都死了。
So Abraham, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, at the time of Moses, they are all dead.
那个死是肉体的死。
But yet they are a physical death.
但是在灵里面他们还活着。
But in spirituality, they still live.
主再来，他们也会再复活，一起来承受天国。
And when Jesus comes again, they will resurrect and inherit the kingdom together.
第二个意思。
Second meaning.
这个讲亚伯兰跟神有个人的关系。
It talks about that Abraham has a close relationship, personal relationship with God.
那以撒也跟神有个人的关系。
And Isaac has a personal relationship with God.
因此亚伯兰的神也成为以撒的神，这个就是信仰的承传。
And the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, this is this shows that the succession of the faith.
这个是我们今天在美国一个最大的困难，以最大的挑战。
This is the most difficult challenge that we face in the United States.
怎么让我们的神也成为我们下一代的神？
How do we make our God the God of our children?
如果神是我的神，但是神不是我的下一代的神，这是好，但是只有好一半。
So, if God is our God, yet is not the God of our next generation, then this is only half good.
但是如果神是我的神，也是我下一代的神，在我离世的那一天，我就没有忧虑。
And if God is our God, and He is also the God of our next generation, at the time of our death, then we shall not need to worry.
因为神是他的神啊。
Because God is our children's God.
神会带领他，神会祝福他。
God will be his God, and God will bless them and guide them.
神与他同在。
God will dwell with them.
那你还忧虑什么？
Then why do we need to worry?
但是如果神是我的神，神不是我下一代的神，你要离世的那一天，你会很忧虑的。
And if God is our God, yet God is not the God of our children, at the day of our death, we will be very worried.
他已经没有父母可以提醒、可以帮助了，那谁能够帮助他？
Because our children has no more parents to remind them, to help them, to guide them. Who else could help them?
即使你可以留很多钱给他，难道他可以把这个钱用得很对吗？这个也是忧虑啊。
Even if you have a lot of money that you pass on to him, but can they really use it wisely?
所以我们来到美国，要把下一代信仰的栽培当作最重要一件事情。
So when we came to United States, we have to we have to emphasize on the faith of our children.
信仰承传成功了。我们来到美国才算移民成功。
If our succession of our faith is successful, is complete, then our goal in immigrating to the United States is complete.
但是我们常常发现了，真的是一个很大的困难。
But we often found that this is a big challenge.
差不多从三十岁到五十岁是我们下一代最需要我们的时候。
It's from 30 years old to 50 years old. This is the time that our children need us most.
但是三十岁到五十岁，如果你要在事业上有成就，你是最需要投入的一段时间。
From 30 to 50, if you want to be successful in your job, then this is a time that you have to put a lot of emphasis.
不错，夫妻两个都可以用全职间的工作，你可以收入很高，提高生活水准。
Yes, it's correct that you could. Both the spouse could work and that you could earn a lot of money and have a very good life.
但是等到我们下一代已经进入大学了，我大学毕业，你回头要来他也不需要我们了。
But after our children enters college and you want them to be with you, then they don't need you anymore.
当他的观念定型，他的行为定型，你要改已经很难了。
And when their concept is when their concept has been has been set, if you want to change them, that you cannot change them anymore.
所以神真的有给我们机会。
So God really gave us some chances.
但是很多人选择放弃啊。
Yet many people choose to give up.
所以我们来到美国做一个移民。
So today, when we are immigrant in the United States,
我们要成功。
We have to be successful.
以亚伯兰的标准来说。
For according to the standard of Abraham,
第一个,
first,
是个人信仰不断的超越成长,
that our personal faith continues to grow.
第二个是亲情继续不断的保持,
secondly, is that we maintain our family relationships.
第三个是信仰的承传,
and thirdly, is to have successions of our faith.
这个才是最重要的,
and this is the most important.
其他你住什么房子, 开什么车子, 你公司升了什么职位, 你年薪多少, 有一天你发现这个都没有用啊。
So, other than that, if no matter how much you have earned in this world, how big of a house you have, how nice of a car you drive, how high of a position you have in your company, these are not important.
因为这是看得见,
because these you can see.
这是暂时的,
and these are temporary.
看不见的才是永远的,
what you cannot see is eternal.